Kuf Aindas Yisrael. Ein Levocha Chayayin Shemesuda. One does not have to make an after bracha, after wine that he makes, that he drinks during the Suda, the meal. The Dilchos Amozen Potchas. Because the Amozen covers that. The Chayin Potchas Yayin Shelifne Amozen. Going to the Mechave, it covers also wine that he drank before the meal. Even though Mechoy Dilchos Amozen only covers something that was consumed during the meal. But since we learned before, the fur of wine before the meal is, people drink it to give them a desire to eat afterwards. It's considered connected to the meal, and therefore you do not have to make a bracha chayna on it because the mother covers it. The Shabbat says it is obviously talking about only when you are drinking it right before the meal, otherwise it's nothing to do with the meal. Some of the chayim has discussion about grape juice, that they feel that grape juice does not have the nature of wine to open, to give a person desire to eat. Therefore, if you drink grape juice before the Suda, then you would still have to make a geffen on the grape juice. So, one etza is, if you want to get out of this suffix, is to drink some more grape juice in the middle of the meal. That's another way of connecting it to the meal. You can either connect something before the meal to the meal by the fact it gives you an appetite or by the fact that it's passing your bracha within the meal. So if you drink some grape juice in the course of the meal, then you're covered with that. Yeah. Like we said, the Mechaber holds by wine, even if you did not drink during the meal, any more wine, the mere fact that came to give you an appetite is not the reason that it's covered by the rest of the Muslim. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, as far as water and other drinks that one drinks before the Suda, and does not drink them during the meal, so many Achronim hold that you have to make a bracha Achronim on them because they're not shy after the meal. Because you made the bracha before you started the Suda. So, if you plan to eat a meal, you want to drink before the meal. If you know you're drinking to give yourself an appetite, then that bracha Achronim is covered by the meal. But if it's not for that purpose, then you should just drink a little bit so you shouldn't get into the soul shayla of maybe having to make a bracha Achronim. Have a little shot of whiskey beforehand, and you don't have this problem. If you drink a beer of whiskey beforehand, and you drink it to give yourself an appetite, and also you want to have a great finger brush afterwards. Siv Zayin. In Eilu Yai. Oops, we skipped over. Okay, Elain Yain Shalabdol, Shesmei Mazon, we'll discuss it again later. In other words, wine normally we assume is coming to give you an appetite for the Suda. Yain Habdola is nothing to do with the Suda. You don't need to make Habdola. So, basically, we said before that the best thing about Yain Habdola is have in mind that you should not pass anything in the meal. Surely, if you're not drinking wine with the meal, make a bracha throwing at it before you start the Suda. Other drinks other than wine do not need independent bracha. When you eat, you need water to water down the food that you eat. The only reason why you make bracha on wine during the meal, even though it's part of the meal, because the choshev is saying, has its own bracha. Other drinks do not require bracha. If you have some of the Suda, give him to the Rosh Lishtois, Oz, Kadei, Shalai Zakenu, Yazakla Amayim. If he was thirsty before the Suda, since he didn't want to drink then, before the Suda, because it's not good to drink water before the meal, when he has no food in his body, at least that's the way some people react to it. The fact that he's drinking in the Suda, not before the Suda, is because he's after once to drink the liquid after he started having some salad. That's the first opinion. The other things that say that one should make a bracha on any liquid that he drinks during the Suda. We'll see tomorrow more about this. The Ramos is the Minigashkinas is not to make a bracha on drinks through the meal other than wine. We'll see. There may be some H's to get out of the whole discussion.